the In Focus Player Spotlight, presented by Sanderson Ford.
Well, Quentin, you carry something along with you everywhere you go. It's this chain. How heavy is that thing, first of all?
It's not too heavy. It's about 25, 30 pounds.
What is symbolic of that chain to you?
Well, it represents, each link represents a person in my family. And I like to consider myself the lock, the one who keeps my family together. So this is my side of the family, her side of the family. These are my people. Whenever I look at that chain, I realize how many people are actually counting on me. And that's the thing that motivates me down by down, play by play, minute by minute.
Oh, that is a big-time play by Quentin Groves.
Now, you're an athletic guy, but your wife is a track star, right? She was a track star at Auburn.
Right.
Who's a better athlete?
She is. To have two kids and then still have the physique that she has, so she's a better athlete.
Those kids are pretty athletic, I bet, huh?
Yeah, my son, he's a strong kid. My daughter's a strong. She's strong, too, so they got some pretty good genes.
As a free agent this past offseason, you said that it was humbling.
Right.
In what way?
When you go through free agency and that phone stops ringing and those teams aren't calling, you're like, man, this thing might be over for me. You don't know where your next job's going to be. So you go in and you appreciate it more. You appreciate the smell of the grass. You appreciate the clanging of the weights. You appreciate the camaraderie in the locker room. And it makes you focus in that much more that, hey, this thing can be taken away from you anytime.
How happy were you when the Cardinals called?
Well, I was really happy. Because I knew they ran a 3-4. That was a style of defense, and that was something I prayed for while going through the free agency process, is that I go to a place where I can flourish.
Steps up, sacked again. Quentin Groves resurrecting his career here after getting cut by two teams.
Coach Horton coming from the Dick LeBeau scheme, that means they're going to send their outside linebackers and, you know, create different ways for you to make plays, and that's all I wanted was a chance and opportunity.
What is it about getting after the quarterback? Your eyes get big when you see that chance?
You work so hard to get through this move, and you work so hard to perfect it, and you do it, and the stars align, and you get the sack, and it's no other joy aside from probably having kids.
Your first career interception, mm-hmm. Do you remember who threw the pass?
Mark Sanchez.